Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 1st, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Dishka Maya Dhuni Yuho Akhila Vishna Pranam Ayushya Bhivavali Chatijan Yanoyam Jeyasmat Pitu Kupito Hasa Bijim Bhitabru Bishpur Jitina Lilita Satuti Nirasa. So, this is experience. Everyone has experience what is the situation of this material world. Every day we are seeing big leaders, ministers, just like in the history of the world, there were so many big men. Hitler, Napoleon, Churchill, Gandhi, Nehru. But all their powers, position, in 1 minute it becomes vanquished. There is no question. They are so proud. They do not believe in God. But when the death comes, they cannot argue anything. The death orders immediately vacate, finish. You have to vacate. At that time, their power, opulence, position, nothing can help. So, Krishna says, therefore, there is this class of man who do not believe in God, decry the authority of God. For them, of course everyone dies, but for them, mrityu sarva harasyaham, Krishna comes as death and takes away everything in their position. A foolish person, they do not see, still, God says, Krishna says, that this death I am. Still they will not. And it is a fact, when Krishna comes as death, as Hiranyakashipu, he was atheist, did not believe in God. But when God, Nisindadev came, then he was vanquished, everything. Within a second. Nirastha. Satu te nirastha. So we have to see like that, the omnipotency, the power of Krishna, how it is working. But the difficulty is that we are so foolish. Pasannapi napasati. Although we are having daily experience, still we do not see. This is the problem. Deha patya kalatra dishu asatsuvaki pravatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi napasyati. We are making our plan that I shall be happy in this way. I have got this body. So, let me make this body very strong, go in the beach and run on the beach to make the body very strong. There are so many other methods to keep the body very strong. Deha, apatya, maintain the children very nicely. Dehapatya, kalatra, wife, decorate the wife very nicely. In this way I shall be happy. Let me keep my body fit, let my children grow, very nicely white, be decorated with ornaments, with sari, and I will see and will be happy. No, you cannot remain. Even if you arrange like that, you cannot remain. Krishna says, one day I shall come as death, and not only I shall take you out of this scene, but I shall take away all your possessions. Mittu sarva harastam. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although a child only, but because he is devotee, he experienced that my father was so strong that even the denizens of heavenly planets, Indra, Chandra, Varuna and others, they are all afraid of Hiranyakashipu. He, by austerity penance, he got so much power that even the chiefs of the higher planetary system, they were afraid of him. Vijin become brute. Hiranyakashipu will stare his eyes and move his eyebrow. The other demigods, they will be afraid. Such powerful. Je asmat pitu, je, the chiefs of the heart planetary system, they have got very long duration of life. The heart planetary system, everyone has got 100 years maximum period of life. But as I was explaining, everything is relative. The ant's 100 years of life is not equal to my 100 years of life. It is relative. Similarly, the demigod's 100 years of life is not equal to our 100 years of life. Everything is relative. Speed. Just like when the Sputniks were in the outer space, generally to go round the world, it takes 25 hours. But because the speed was greater, so the Sputniks surrounded the whole world in 1 hour 25 minutes. So, in the heart planetary system, the time, everything is relative. This is a relative world. So these demigods, they are one day equal to our 6 months. Our 6 months equal to their one day. Such one day, then 30 days, 1 month, then 12 months, 1 year, such 10,000 years, their duration of life. Such 10,000 years. So just imagine, what is that duration of ayu? And so far strength is concerned, that the Indra is in charge of thunderbolt. So when Indra throws the thunderbolt to get the cloud, we have experienced how terrible sound it is. So they have got so long duration of life, strength, administrative power, so many things. Still, they were afraid of Hiranyakashipu. You see, in spite of possessing so much big position, Akhila Adhishtapana Ayushya Vibhava, and everyone ichati, everyone desires. If I could live so many years like Brahma, everybody is aspiring. Therefore they want to be promoted to the higher planetary system for which they perform yoga, to be promoted. In this life, they struggle, the economies, they struggle to become prime minister and Billa and this and that. And again, for the next life, they make provision. Therefore, they want to give some charity, jagadhanata, jagga, performing jagga, jagadhanata, tapasya. Hiranyakashipu also underwent severe type of austerity, and he got benediction from Brahma that he will not be killed by any man, any demigod, any animal, he will not be killed in the sky, on the water, on the land. So many ways. But Brahma did not give it the benediction of becoming immortal. He first of all wanted and make me immortal. So that is not possible. Because I am myself is not immortal. How can I give? So he took indirectly how to become immortal. And by austerity he got all this power so that even the demigods were afraid of him. But Prahlad Maharaj says that such a big powerful demon as my father, he is also finished in 1 minute. 1 minute. Therefore, the asmat pitu, the demigods were afraid. Very much afraid. Therefore, when he was killed, everyone became very pleased. Then Prahlad Maharaj said that nobody is unhappy on account of death of my father. He said, Modeto sadhurabhi vishtita sattva hatya. My father was exactly like scorpion and snake, so killing of such animal, living entity, is pleasing to everyone, even sadhu, even bhaktas. They also become pleased. They do not want anyone is killed or anyone is done something harmful. Bhakta never desires. But they also take pleasure when the vrishtik, the scorpion and the snake is killed. You have got experience. There was a snake in my bathroom. You all sadhus become very alert to kill it. Although you are sadhu, so that is natural. When there is snake, there is no question of sadhu or asadhu. Kill it. Sadhu rabhi, very nice. Modeto sadhurabhi vishtita sattva hatya. So, Prahlad Maharaj is Vaishnav. He could understand that everything in this material world is in the possession of my father. Will finish. There is no doubt. So, what is the use of possessing such thing? It will be finished. Antavakti me deha nitta sukta sarinina. This is intelligent person's decision that everything in this material world, this body and anything in relativity with this body will be finished. Krishna says, and the devotees know it. Therefore, they do not want anything of this material body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us to develop that mentality. Don't want anything material for it. It is, however, it may be long duration, but it will finish. But you are eternal. Nitya sokta sarinina. You are the owner of this body. You are eternal. So, we should be searching after eternal happiness. Eternal life, eternal engagement, that is success of life. And if we hanker after temp, That is not very good intelligence. Therefore, bhakti means when one is convinced that anything of this material world cannot make me happy. That conviction is the beginning of pure devotion. Annavilasita sunlam. You have to make zero everything material. That can be possible as we advance into consciousness. Then, bhakti parisanubhava virakti anatra syat. You haven't got to. The jnani yogis, they try to be detached from this material things by speculation, by knowledge, brahma satya jagat mithya, by speculating jagat mithya, this world is false, brahma, atma, spirit soul, is satya, the truth. They do, but it is not possible. Simply by speculating, it is not possible. You have to engage yourself in bhakti. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sojati na kantati samasarvesu bhutesu mad bhakti labhate para. These are the processes to reach the platform of bhakti, devotion. But if you do not stick to the devotional platform, you will fall down. However you may try to become detached from material things, unless you are fully engaged in bhakti, then by bhakti you will be able to realize God realizes. Bhaktyamavabhijana. Simply by bhakti one can understand. And as soon as one understands Krishna, then virakti or natrasya, then will be detached. Jadavadhi mamachitta krishna padaram nama nama dhamara. When our pleasure exchange will be done between Krishna and ourselves, then we shall be detached. Otherwise it is not possible. Devidhi sagunavai mamavanati. So, Prahlad Maharaj is realizing that anything material possession, it has no value. It may have some value, temporary, but that is, there is risk also for some temporary enjoyment. There is so many risks. The enjoyment, the highest enjoyment in the material world is sex. So, for some temporary happiness, we may enjoy sex, but there are many, what is called, after result, that is not very healthy. Janavai punavi grihame di sukham nikusha. After result is very good. Either illicit sex or legal sex. The after result is not good. There are so many after effects. Even if you leave, of course that is the Vedic tenet. Dharma viruddha kama. Sex life not against Vedic injunction. Vedic injunction is that do not waste your stamina unnecessarily. Only you have sex life for begetting nice children. Good population, that much order. So, even it is done according to the Vedic principle, still there are so many sufferings. You have to take care of the children, you have to educate them, you have to see that they are well raised, so many. So that is also moderation. But if you can remain brahmachari, you have heard. Tippantaneha kripana bahudukkha bhag. Either illicit sex or legal sex, there are many, many sufferers. But those who are kripana, miser means one who cannot use the benefit he has got, the human form of life. They know there are so many after the death. Not tippante, they are not satisfied. Tippantane hakripana bahudukkavaya. Kanduteva manasija vishayita dhira. So, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is how to become dhira, self-respect. Then life is successful. And anyway, don't be involved, entangled with this material thing. There are, this morning we are calculating that there are as many atoms, so many living entities are also there. Sankhatanam is the word. Sankha means number. As many numbers of atoms are there, so many number of living entities are there. And there is struggle here. So in this human life, the chance is how to get out of this material atomic combination and go back to home, back to God. This is the chance. So we have to follow the example of Prahlad Maharaj. There he is Mahajan, Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. Let us try to follow Prahlad Maharaj's instruction and make our life successful. Thank you very much.